Frank Yen, Precision Nitrogen Injection and Integrated Optical Sensing and Variable Rate Technologies. Frank?
Yeah. I'm Frank Yen, a cropping systems research specialist at UT. And first, I'd like to thank my colleagues, Hugh Savoy, Mike Bushmore, and Don Tyler for their contributions to this project. Nitrogen is a very important nutrient for many crops from the economic and the environment perspectives. Therefore, appropriate management of nitrogen is a key production practice for cotton and many other crops. Here is a list of the common nitrogen management practices we are using for cotton in Tennessee. You can see, actually, we use ammonia nitrate as the major nitrogen source, and it works very, very well for many, many decades. But the problem is now, you know, the security concern. So it's more difficult and more expensive for producers to get ammonia nitrate. And UT recommends about 80 pounds per acre for cotton, but our producers probably use about 80 to 100 units of nitrogen for cotton under no irrigation. For irrigated cotton, our producers use about 100 to 120 pounds per acre. Application timing, most of the producers apply nitrogen before cotton planting or after planting. Some of them even apply nitrogen fertilizer several months before cotton application in order to distribute the workload. And application placement, actually, the nitrogen fertilizer is just broadcast on the ground without any incorporation into the soil. Because in Tennessee, the majority cotton acres are under no tillage. So there is no incorporation of fertilizer into the soil. Application scale, most of the producers still use a uniform, a fixed rate of nitrogen for the entire field or even for multiple fields. So how to improve our current nitrogen management practices in Tennessee? Here are some thoughts. We have, first, maybe we can use UNN to replace ammonia nitrate. At least UNN is a little bit cheaper in terms of per unit of nitrogen than ammonia nitrate. And the application rate, we think it could be lower or higher depending on the yield potential, so nitrogen supply and weather conditions. A split application may be beneficial. For example, we can put a small portion of nitrogen at cotton planting, then we apply the rest, a large dose of nitrogen around the old square. In that way, we think maybe we can reduce some leaching and volatilization loss. If UNN is used, we think we can site dressed via injection. So in that way, we can reduce ammonia volatilization loss. At the end, because now there are so many new technologies available for precision ag, so we think variable rate applications may be beneficial and profitable compared with the farmer's uniform application systems. So we put all those things together, developed a new project with two objectives: to look at the impacts of variable rate UNN injection systems based on optical sensing on nitrogen fertilizer consumption, cotton yields, economic returns, and post-harvest residual soil nitrogen, and also to examine the potential benefits of incorporating digital yield maps into the optical sensor-based variable rate UNN injection systems. So we did 3 years in 4 different counties on private farms. In total, we had 8 location years, and we had 5 different treatments. A RCP design was used with 4 replicates. Here were the 5 treatments we used for each location year. The first one was a farmer's nitrogen management system. We just copied, you know, the management program from the producer. Basically, it's a uniform rate application of nitrogen, for example, 90 units for the entire field. Some of the producers applied all the nitrogen fertilizer at planting or before planting. And the second one was a variable rate nitrogen application system based on NDVI. The third one was based on treatment 2, plus the use of yield maps to adjust the application rates. And the fourth one was another algorithm for variable rates based on NDVI. And the last one was based on treatment 4 with the use of digital yield maps to adjust the application rates. And the difference between like treatment 2 and 3 and treatment 4 and 5, treatment 2 and treatment 3 had a wider range of variation in nitrogen application rates. But treatment 4 and 5 had a narrow range of variation in nitrogen application rates. So now let's look at some of the results. NDVI, actually we didn't see any improvement in NDVI from any of the 8 location years. Here are the averages over the 8 location years. You can see there was no improvement because of the variable rate nitrogen treatments. And similarly for leaf nitrogen, we didn't see any improvement in leaf nitrogen concentration at either early bloom or late bloom at any of the location year. And when we took the average out of all the trials in the 3 years, there was no improvement. And yields, let's say yields, actually we saw 1 location with higher yields, 6 location yields with similar yields, and the other location had lower yields under the variable rate nitrogen applications compared with the farmer's practice. Seasonal fertilizer nitrogen consumption with 4 location yields with less nitrogen use, and the other 4 used about the same nitrogen under the variable rate applications compared with the uniform application rate used by the producer. Specifically, you can say a tip in 2012, at least most of the variable rate treatments resulted in higher lint yields than the uniform application rate. However, on the other side, in Madison County in 2013, all the variable rate application treatments reduced the cutting yields compared with the uniform rate. And on average, out of the 8 location years, there was no yield increase or reduction because of the implementation of variable rate nitrogen applications. Seasonal fertilizer nitrogen use. At those 4 location years, at least 1 of the variable rate treatments reduced the nitrogen application rates. So on average, the variable rate nitrogen treatments reduced the nitrogen consumption by about 9 to 15%. And that equaled to 10 to 16 kilograms pure N per hectare. So there was some good reduction in nitrogen use because of the variable rate nitrogen treatments. Nitrogen use efficiency, we used the ratio of yields over fertilizer nitrogen use to describe NUE. We had one location with higher nitrogen use efficiency. The other seven had similar nitrogen use efficiency from the variable rate nitrogen application treatments compared with the uniform application system. And post-harvest residual soil nitrogen is, you know, frequently used to determine the potential negative impacts of nitrogen management practices on underground water quality after crop harvest. So we looked at this measurement. You can see there was no difference in residual nitrogen in the soil profile at 2 feet depths after cotton harvest among the five treatments. So no difference. So nitrogen use efficiency, specifically this location, most of the variable rate application systems increased the NUE. Average over all the trials, the nitrogen use efficiency was increased by about 9 to 11%. So on average about 10% increase in nitrogen use efficiency. However, you can see there was no difference among the four variable rate treatments. So that suggests the utilization of digital yield maps does not improve the performance of the variable rate treatments in terms of NUE. So residual nitrogen, actually we didn't see any difference from any of the eight location years. And these are the averages over all the trials during the 3 years. You can see basically there was no difference among the five treatments. So in summary, variable rate nitrogen management systems based on NDVI produced comparable cotton yields in Tennessee. And variable rate UNN injection reduced the nitrogen consumption by 9 to 15% and increased the NUE by 9 to 11%. And no influence of variable rate treatments was observed on residual soil nitrogen after cotton harvest. And the utilization of digital yield maps along with NDVI to guide variable rate nitrogen applications rarely showed advantages. And at the end, we'd like to acknowledge the USDA and NSSAG for their support, all the cooperating farmers, and the technical support from UT. Yes. We basically, you know, divided the yield map in three categories: low, medium, and high. For the medium category, we didn't do any adjustment, okay? Just based on NDVI. For high yield zones, we applied a little bit more nitrogen. For less productive zones, we reduced the, you know, the application rate, and the yield maps usually, you know, were used at least 3 years averages, not just a single year.
Is there a difference between yields and
in
yield maps like the high yield? Does it change the high yield area over the years?
Yes, there are some changes even within the same field, but we take the average of, you know, five years, something like that.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Thank you. Yeah.